The temperature on Friends Plaza at the moment is 30 degrees, and it's 8:50. Time now for our pre-opening commodity market report with Dave Dickey. Hi, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Tuesday morning, everyone. Let's take a look at the early calls for cash hog prices. They're mixed today, with mostly firm indications seen in the western Corn Belt, while sources in the eastern half of the region are predicting steady to weaker prices. Terminals are called steady to firm today, with tops from $37.50 to $40. Peoria called steady to 50 cents higher today, with a top price of $37.50. In the Eastern Corn Belt Daily Direct Hog Report from Monday, December 18th, negotiated swine purchases were 15,840 for the base market hog on a 185-pound carcass basis. The base price range was $49.50 to $58.25. The weighted average, $55.95, a loss of 63 cents from last Friday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $38.70 to $48.32, and the weighted average was $44.38. For the Western Daily Direct Hog Report, negotiated swine purchases were 13,988. The base price range was $49 to $58.51. The weighted average, $54.74, a gain of 29 cents from Friday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $37.50 to $46.49, and the weighted average was $41.21.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible in part by a grant from Risk Management Commodities, with offices in Chalmers and Lafayette, Indiana, and Hudsonville, Illinois. Risk Management Commodities provides commodities analysis and recommendations for business and agriculture throughout East Central Illinois and Western Indiana. For information, call 866-837-9027.
Joining us now with a look at today's agricultural weather is Mike Sola. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Dave. Well, there is an area of interest, maybe not so much to corn and bean development, but the wheat areas in the U.S., and that's a developing storm system that is already starting to show up with a little bit of snow and rain stretching from the Four Corners area across New Mexico into western and northern portions of Texas, and western and now central Oklahoma getting a little rain, and even some light snow falling in the southwestern corner of Kansas. And the rain, snow, and freezing rain that got underway overnight is just the beginning of what could be a messy situation across a good portion of the U.S. hard red wheat country. The precipitation will linger across that area today and tomorrow, with maybe even some areas picking up a little bit of light precipitation early Thursday. Totals are expected to reach anywhere from around 4/10 of an inch to an inch and a quarter, with a few areas receiving greater amounts. Wettest conditions expected from the eastern part of the Texas Panhandle to south central and southeastern Nebraska, where more than an inch and a half of rain may result. The moisture will be ideal for bolstering soil moisture for crop use in the spring. Accumulating snow in this week's storm may range up to 15 inches, and again, locally higher amounts. From northeastern Colorado into central South Dakota, 3 to 8 inches of snow expected from southeastern Colorado through western Kansas into south-central Nebraska. Snow and sleet accumulations in the Texas Panhandle will be under 3 inches. Most other areas will receive limited amounts of snow after the rain falls for an extended period of time. Temperatures will generally be hovering in the 30s and 40s the next few days, followed by a cool-down and lows that drop back into the teens and the 20s. Then a warming trend will occur over the weekend. It looks to be a slight warming trend. With no other big rains or snow-producing events impacting the area over the next 2 weeks, the need for moisture will be greatly subdued after this week's storm. Total dry weather not expected in the next 2 weeks. There will be additional periods of precipitation, and temperatures in the second week of a two-week forecast will be near to slightly above average in the north and slightly below average to the south. Well, as long as we're talking about wheat, some other areas wheat. Argentina's wheat region adequately moist to support filling and maturing crops in the Buenos Aires region. Recent rains in the north have stalled the late-season harvest activity. And there's been some concern over the grain quality with the moisture in place across northern Argentina's wheat areas. But the remaining crop is not really in that big of a bad shape, and it's not that much of the crop, so it doesn't look like that will impact things very drastically. South Africa's wheat harvest should be winding down. Weather conditions fair to good for late-season field work. And Australia's unharvested wheat areas will receive some showers and thunderstorms the remainder of this week and into the weekend. Precipitation will be in Western Australia today, South Australia tomorrow, and Victoria and New South Wales by Thursday and Friday. Some locally strong thunderstorms are expected with favorable drying following the precipitation, and that should prevent any negative impact on the remaining small grain crop. Less rain will occur over the area next week, and that will help expedite the late season field work. Now back to corn and soybeans. Dryness eased in parts of South Africa during the balance of this week, although additional rain will be needed. Argentina and Brazil's weather continues to be favorable. A close watch on the Argentinian developing drier bias may be recommended over the next couple of weeks. And in China, the rapeseed crops are in favorable condition, and the same is true in much of Europe. With a look at the growing area weather, I'm Mike Sola.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
In the Monday overnight trading session, Kansas City March wheat opened at 504, up one, last trade down a half. May, 507 unchanged, last trade unchanged. July, 494 down a half, last trade down a half. At the Board of Trade, March wheat opened at 487.5, unchanged. Last trade down 2. May, 494.5, down a quarter. Last trade down 1.25. July, 483 down 1. Last trade down 2. December, 493 down 1.5. Last trade down 1.5. March corn opened at 365.25, down a half. Last trade up a quarter. May, 373.25, down a half. Last trade down 3/4. July, 379.5, down a quarter. Last trade down a quarter. December, 361, down 3/4. Last trade down a quarter. January beans open at 647.25, down 3/4, last trade up 3/4. March, 662.75, down a quarter, last trade up 3/4. July, 687.5, unchanged, last trade unchanged. Novis, 707, up a quarter, last trade up a half. January soybean meal opened at 185.10, up 20, last trade up 60. January soybean oil opened at 27.71, unchanged, last trade down 4. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Kurt Kimmel of Grain Field Marketing in Normal, Illinois. Good morning, Kurt.
Good morning, Dave.
Well, soybeans took the brunt of the selling yesterday for the first time since October 4th. They fell under their 50-day moving average. Will it be a turnaround Tuesday?
Yeah, the market did take out the sell stops and probably got a little ahead of itself, but we'll probably see a little bit of a light technical bounce after the market fell to six-week lows. Abundant stocks are going to hang over the market, and overall good growing weather in South America continues to be the negative feature. But the USDA did announce that we sold 110,000 tons of U.S. beans to China, so that helped the bean futures open anywhere from 1 to 2 higher this morning.
But the official trend now down.
Yes, below the longer-term moving averages, the momentum indicators are down. And as long as we stay below the moving averages, you consider a softer, easier tone.
Over in the corn pit, deferred's doing better than the nearbys.
Yeah, basically continue to look at the deferred contract as we go into 2007, whether or not we have enough acres to meet the demand sector. Also, too, we're seeing liquidation out of the bull spread. A lot of the trade was long the old crop, short the new crop, and we've seen a reverse attitude there.
Going to see a move below 360 this week, which could trigger some more profit-taking?
Well, that's going to be the key in the March, is 362 level. If we move below there, if you look at the price chart, the trade's going to consider it as a head and shoulders top. So technically, the corn is on the verge of rolling over.
Over in the wheat pit, prices fighting to hold the bottom of recent training ranges. Will it hold?
Well, it's going to depend on demand here. We saw China come forward in the bean market. We need to see Egypt come forward here in the wheat market to sort of save the wheat. Japan is in the market for over 140,000 tons of wheat. That's going to be probably divided up between Canada and Australia as the beneficiaries of that sell. We'll also monitor weather as we go into next week, as the Western Plains are expected to receive some timely moisture here to help keep their crop in a better position than what it was here a month ago.
Cattle on feed report due out on Friday. What will the market do ahead of that?
Well, probably continue to consolidate. We're probably going to be looking at some lower numbers as we go into the report. But as we go into next spring, as these numbers tighten up and through here, there's going to be some growing optimism that the cattle market could be the next bull market here as we go into next fall of 2007.
And the hogs.
Basically, going to see a little bit of a short covering bounce here for a change. The biggest disappointment has been the ham demand. Hams are breaking hard here when traditionally we see some strength. A lot of the pork sector is going to depend on the clearance as we go in through this week and next week as we go through the holidays.
Thank you very much, Kurt.
Very good.
Kurt Kimmel of Grain Field Marketing in Normal, Illinois. He's filling in today for Pete Manhart of Bates. We thank him for that. You're listening to WILL Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. The time now is 9:01 Central Time.